Good morning. We're considering Chayadim, a Klal Sama test, and we're learning Siman Yud. The Chayadim points out that in the parentheses he says that Rabba Muvik, the concept of Rabba Muvik, is not really relevant nowadays. However, there's one exception, and that's the Din of Gadol Ador. Rabba Muvik, as opposed to what we said before by Talmud Chacham, the shear of Amida is within Dalet Amos, and could be you're allowed to sit down either immediately after he passes or after he passes beyond your Dalet Amos, like we said before. But by Rabba Muvik, that's not true. And the Chayyim says, Gadol Ador, if you have an individual which is clearly head and shoulders above the rest of the generation, so even though he's not my Rebbe at all, I've not learned from him at all, but the Chiyuv of Kavod that we have to give to such an individual is the equivalent Chiyuv of Kavod as if the person would be Rabbi Muvik. And by Rabbi Muvik, the shear of Amida is so by Rabbi Muvik, the Chiyuv Amida stands as soon as you see him. As soon as you see him, you have a Chiyuv to stand, even though he's way beyond your Dalet Amos. And the Chiyuv to remain standing continues even after he passes you, until he goes out of your sight or he reaches his place. Once he reaches his place, so then you're no longer mechuyev to stand. So that this chiyuv is not only Dalet Amos, similar to the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is on the move. The person is mechuyev to stand, even though they are not within Dalet Amos of the Sefer Torah. And then mechuyev to continue standing until the Sefer Torah reaches its place, where it's supposed to be. So the Sefer Torah is in the Oren Kodesh, so that's the place where it's supposed to be. The Sefer Torah is on the Bima, that's the place it's supposed to be. Person sits down with the Sefer Torah, so now the Sefer Torah is, as it were, is seated. So that's a person is allowed to sit down. But till that point, the person is not allowed to sit down. So Rabba Muvik has a similar din to a Sefer Torah. Gadol Ador has din like Rabba Muvik, that the Chiyuv of Amida is until the person reaches his place. If the person reaches their place and they continue to stand, they wish to stand, that's you're not mechuyev to stand for that. Let's say a person has Rabba Muvik and his Rebbe is davening, and he stands up for Baruch Shemar, I'm not mechuyev to stand up. That's he's in his place doing what he wants to do. Until he reaches that his seat, the Beis Medrash, I'm mechuyev to stand. So the Chayyim says, even though we do not have Rabbi Muvik nowadays, it's a very rare thing, but we do the concept of Gadol Ador, the person who's clearly or one of the few which are head and shoulders above the generation, those individuals would have the dinim of Chiyuv of Kavod for Rabba Muvik. I remember in Telz Yeshiva, one time Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky came for, to be sandik for a great-grandchild's bris, and he came to Yeshiva while Rav Gifter was saying a shmooze. He came, he wanted to sit down and sort of like just enjoy the shmooze. But the whole Beis Medrash Yeshiva stopped, paused in the middle of the shmooze, because it wasn't Derech Eretz to ignore the Rabbi Yaakov's entrance. And the whole Yeshiva stood up, the covered of Rabbi Yaakov, until they got to a seat, and then they sat down. So they were going along these lines of the Gadol Ador. First in Bedarah, Mufik B'Chachma, there's a din of Rabba Muvik, there's a din of Mida till the person reaches his place. The Chayyim points out, like we said, Shardini, Noegim Rabba Muvik, Mavur B'Yardin, Simon Reshmim Gimel. Fish Ein Shkiach B'Zman Hazeh Rabba Muvik. Since Rabba Muvik is not a very common thing nowadays, L'Chayin Lohik Takti, so that's why I've not quoted various dinim of Rabba Muvik, because they're not so common nowadays. I would like to elaborate a little more on some of the halachas that the Chayyim has mentioned. As you notice, that the Chayyim has spoken primarily about the dinim halachas of kima, of standing. I mean, they say we're talking about darshan benizokay. So the he of kima is very clear that is person is mechuyev. There's a second concept called heder, and we've already pointed out that the concept of heder is a modification of the dinim of kima normally. The Chiyuv Kima is only in a case where there's also Hidur. What about the din of Hidur, independent of the concept of Kima? Are the Chiyuv of Hidur, which apply to the Talmud Chacham, independent of the question of Kima. Number one. Number two, we want to clarify that even if they're things which are not Kima or Hidur, but they should go into an Adarabah that they're also to do because they're an act of Bizoyan. And there's an Issa being Vasa Talmud Chacham, which is an extension of this concept of giving Kavod. Seeing if we're not knowing to give all the dinim of Kavod nowadays, but maybe that's the Yisurim of being Vasa and acting inappropriately to the Talmud Chacham still apply. So we need to clarify those points. We will do that in the upcoming Shurim. And meanwhile, have a good day.